This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
And I'm John Williams.
And with us this week, we have a special guest, Lou Schuler.
Dr. John Berardi.
One-on-one with Craig Ballantyne.
One-on-one interview with Bill Hartman.
I'm Eric Cressy.
Can't forget our shakes this week.
It's a hell of a super shake.
Yeah, let's start off with this week's news. Need any updates for the FitCast to get the show notes with all the links for the show, just go to thefitcast.com for all your FitCast needs. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast, FitCast episode number 26. I know I posted and said there wasn't going to be a show this week, but I felt bad and I decided we should probably get a quick show up, so it's only going to be about 30 minutes, and I'm very happy to say John Williams is back this week.
Yeah, surprise, surprise, I'm back. thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. I appreciate the sentiment. It's good to be back, actually. It's been a while, and I keep telling my girlfriend and my friends that I need to get back on the FitCast, back on Skype. Mm-hmm. I've had a few people emailing me, too, asking when I'm coming back. So that's always good to know that people are missing you.
Oh, I joked around in the newsletter, and someone actually thought that you were... Oh, no, I joked around on the show last week that you're trapped under snow, and people actually emailed me thinking I was serious.
That's crazy. I did hear you say that. And by the way, I'm sorry I missed the show with my good friend John Berardi. It was I listened to it a couple of times. It was a good show. Just wish I could have been there.
That was a funny show. I know there was some controversy about his comments about roofies and his spike bullet.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure he was just kidding about that, everyone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But I didn't know there was controversy.
Oh, no, people were just giving him crap on T-Nation, but that's just T-Nation for you. It's not like that's a bad thing. But anyways, we're going to do a quick show, about 30 minutes, because I have to basically work in 30 minutes, so we'll try to get through as much as we can, as fast as we can. We'll jump into the FitCast news very quickly. First off, I have a new article up on EliteFTS.com. It's called The Good Freshman 15. Nothing groundbreaking, but nonetheless, it was a fun article to throw together. So,
good stuff. Yeah, it was a good read.
Yeah, it's just some things that piss me off about my school, like my dining commons, and also just some pet peeves about the gym and just the best, like, I just go out of my way to get to the gym at 8 in the morning because it's empty. And that's kind of a cool thing, to go into an empty gym by yourself. It's almost, like, just soothing. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's up, so you can check that out. Last week's show with John Berardi, we just previously talked about that. That's almost hit 3,000 downloads. We're at about 2,900 downloads in a week. And our bandwidth just skyrocketed. We got, in the first 2 days, we had over 60 gigabytes of downloads, if you just think about that.
That's crazy. And that's like the longest episode ever, so that means more.
Yeah, that was a long megabytes. Show. That was about 2 hours. It was almost, I think it was like 40 megabytes for the show, so it was a pretty hefty show. Yeah. But that's the power of Berardi, and also Eric Cressy mentioned it on his newsletter, because he had a nice little intro. Oh, and I didn't go to the shoulder seminar. I was kind of stuck here with doing homework and such in a group meeting. So I think I had enough of the seminars for a little bit for right now. From what I heard, everyone had a blast and learned a ton from Eric. So that's very cool. And I'm sorry I couldn't get there. And I hope some of you are wearing your FitCast t-shirts. And I'm talking to Keith, and I'm talking to Jimmy Smith. So, you guys, I'm hoping you had them on. The FitCast Forum contest winner is Mike T. Nelson. So, Mike, if you could send me an email, just giving me your address. You won that 16-pack of Spike. And also, the contest this week is only for our newsletter subscribers. See, I'm switching it up a little bit. So, hopefully you are subscribing to the newsletter. Basically, I'm just going to send out a new newsletter tonight, and all you have to do is reply to it. You'll have instructions in the newsletter how to go about doing it. And I'm going to be giving away a copy of The Metabolism Advantage. I bought two copies just because on Amazon they're pretty cheap, so I picked up two copies so I can give one away so you guys can all have a chance of getting it yourselves. It's not signed by John or anything, but it's still a great read. It's a nice book. It's nice. It's hardcover, and it's a nice big book. So
very cool. So does Mike Nelson get the spike bullet also?
Oh, he gets a spike bullet. He can keep his roofies in it.
Sweet.
And if you buy a nice platinum chain, you can put it around your neck and go into the club in style. That's what it's all about. But yeah, it's a nice 16-pack of Spike, and congrats to Mike. I don't know if we're going to be doing any more Spike giveaways, but next week we'll have another giveaway. We're going to try to do a giveaway every week, whether it's newsletter or for the forum. And also, check out the VidCast forum. It's a growing community. We got almost 80 people there now, so everyone should check it out. It's just thevidcast.com/forum. And that's pretty much it. I'm hanging out there a lot. And that actually brings us into my next topic, which you need to be a part of the FitCast forum to be a part of this, and it's the FitCast Challenge. I know we talked about it a little bit on last week's show, or maybe I didn't talk about it last week's show. I don't believe I did. But for the FitCast Challenge, we're going to do it a month or two at a time. For this month's FitCast Challenge, it's going to be the Velocity Diet, and this is the diet that is going to kick the crap out of you if you ever attempt it. So if you want to go to thefitcast.com/forum, you can sign up for the FitCast Challenge, and I'm going to be giving away a ton of cool stuff, hopefully some DVDs, possibly some manuals, and also some other goodies. Haven't announced anything yet, but I promise it's going to be great stuff. It's going to be judged by the forum members, where we're going to do before and after pictures, and people can judge on who made the best transformation over the 4 weeks or 30-day period. So that should...
Nice.
It's not going to be fun, but it should be very interesting. It's going to be fun for the people watching, but not for the people actually doing it.
We'll also have a bulking challenge soon, too, because Kevin and I are on opposite ends of the spectrum. He's trying to cut fat. I'm trying to gain muscle, because I'm down to 165 now. Every time I keep telling myself, okay, now's the time to add on, slab on some muscle, everything is thwarted, because I really have been sort of buried under the snow, doing these crazy 15-mile hikes every day, for my job, camping, and it's hard to get to your good nutrition in while you're camping. It's been a lot of fun, but it's just furthered my decline in mass. So 165, that's pitiful for those of you who followed my scrawny to brawny progress. That's what I started with at 165 when I was scrawny. Gained 20 pounds of muscle. Now it's all gone. Oh, woe is me. So Gabe, I'm right there with you. I deserve on the JP Fitness forums. Where I know he said he wants to start bulking, so we'll have a challenge, and I'll be participating in the bulking challenge too.
Definitely. I'm going to put John Williams in charge of the FitCast bulking challenge. That'll be coming up right after the Velocity Diet Challenge, so keep a lookout for that. And I thought this one was cool just because we're coming right up to Thanksgiving, where everyone's diet seems to go to shit. So I thought it might be a good time for people to get themselves in check and not gain that extra winter weight. And I'm just coming out of almost three months of bulking, so I thought it would be fun to try the Velocity Diet and see how it turns out after 2.5 months of bulking, after doing Craig Ballantyne's Turbulence Training Mass Insiders, probably my favorite program of his, by either that or also he has the Turbulence Training. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to plug anything, but Turbulence Training, his hardcore fat loss. Just, I love extremely hard workouts. For some reason, I'm a sick bastard in that sense. But those two were very cool. And also, I got some free Nectar Whey protein, and I don't know, John, have you ever tried this stuff?
No, I haven't.
It is, I got it, I made an order on bodybuilding.com, and I ordered some of their shaker bottles, and by the way, their new shaker bottles are amazing. They redid the design, and they're huge. They're like an extra 6 ounces, so if you like to do like muscle milkshakes, it makes it a lot easier to shake them up. But anyways, the Nectar is like fruit juice flavored whey protein, and I got some free samples of it, and I tried it out, And this stuff tastes amazing for whey protein. It is ridiculous, and it's still, they didn't add sugar. It's still zero carbohydrates. It's just whey protein. And I tried the Twisted Cherry, and very impressed. I just mixed it with some Gatorade powder for my workout shake, and I think I'm going to be ordering some of this stuff. It was really good.
Nice. What's the price on it? I just looked it up here. Let's see, 2 pounds. Doesn't have a price, but it looks good. It's got whey protein isolate. The key is to avoid the whey protein concentrate if you're looking for good flavor, because that stuff is, it tastes like pure crap.
Yeah, that's true. So keep a lookout for that. Maybe I'll throw a link for it up on the show notes. And just, I'd give it a shot. Or if you order some shaker bottles from bodybuilding.com, it actually includes free samples in it, because it's funny, the new shaker bottles now have sponsors on them. So this bottle is sponsored by Syntrax, which is the company that makes nectar. But very good stuff. I've been interested in it in the past, but I never actually went out and bought it. So I'm sorry, Optimum Nutrition, you have been replaced. But anyways, I think it's about time we jump into this week's news.
All right. Well, I was excited this week to see a news report. It's actually a pre-release of a scientific article on the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. The title of the article is "A Population Level Decline in Serum Testosterone Levels in American Men," and the title basically says it all. And what I found so interesting about the article is that they basically controlled for every variable. I mean, they looked at did men gain weight since their testosterone has dropped? Yes, they did gain weight, but that was not the reason why the testosterone dropped. They controlled for weight, they controlled for smoking, they controlled for all sorts of lifestyle, and they basically couldn't figure out what in the hell was going on. All these men were from Boston, and it's a longitudinal study, so in other words, back in the 70s, they looked at a bunch of men between like 50 and 80 years old, measured their testosterone levels, gave them a questionnaire about their lifestyle, and followed up in the 80s, and then followed up again recently, this past year, and it shows us a huge decrease in testosterone levels in men in Boston, and we can probably presume that's throughout most of America. So I thought it was fun, you know, looking at all the lifestyle changes and them not being able to attribute those lifestyle changes to the testosterone drop. And they basically conclude, you know, they don't know what in the hell is going on. Why is our testosterone dropping? And I think that for anyone who read the interview between myself and Mike Roussel, sort of a big red flag would be xenoestrogens, or at least some environmental exposure. And actually, the article mentioned that it's probably due to some, you know, unknown environmental factor, since all of these lifestyle changes didn't play a role in the drop in testosterone. So I think that the article will certainly lead to more studies being done. They have a huge ton of data from this study that I'm sure they'll continue publishing different articles on. And I would urge everyone to read it. It's kind of a little frightening. I mean, we're talking about big drops in testosterone down to levels that, you know, are almost hypogonadal. So we will we'll see what's going on. Hopefully it's not some epidemic of you know, xenoestrogens hitting Boston.
Yeah, it's
scary. What do you
think,
Kevin?
I don't like this one bit. You know?
I know.
It's really interesting to see, because I think the way food is prepped has changed, or even prepped, way it's packaged for people, how people cook their food has changed so much in the past 30 years, or saying, since the studies were in the 70s. And I don't know, it's just something I don't like. It's in the fact where I was actually buying these frozen vegetables that you microwave while they're in the bag.
Yeah.
And after like a week, I'm like, you know what? I remember that article with John, and this probably isn't the best thing to do right now. So I just went to frozen vegetables where I microwave it in a bowl instead.
Yeah.
But I just, ever since that article that you guys did, I always have to make sure I'm not doing something wrong with my food preparation. And I just take a little extra step with it, whether it's how I store my food or how I cook my food. And I just, this is not good at all.
Yeah. And I mean, we're basically half the man that our grandpa used to be.
Yeah. And it's scary. I mean, it's, I don't know what the implications are going to be in the future. I don't know if it's going to be low. I know, didn't we talk in the past about lower rates of fertility?
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of it. I've seen other studies recently too, that decreased fertility in American males. Another study that I sent you, Kevin, that we sort of vetoed for tonight was a study about cell phones and how they decrease fertility in males. So maybe cell phones are one of the contributing factors.
I don't know. Cell phones are scary, especially with people. I know people that talk on the cell phones for hours on end, and
yeah,
I mean that's just some nice. Some radio waves going right next to your head, so I don't even. And then they say another option is Bluetooth, but how much better is that? Or maybe it's worse.
Yeah, who knows? I don't keep my cell phone in my pocket anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, I should probably stop doing that. Okay, we should also start selling Fitcast cell phone belt holders.
That's right.
We'll start it. Yeah. I'll work on that tonight.
Do they have those on the website we sell our merchandise on?
I don't know, but...
Fitcast thongs, that's good enough.
God damn it, I know. actually, you know what? I was meaning to do this, but if any women out there will be willing to model the Fitcast thongs for us, I will send you a Fitcast thong
nice.
To model it for the website. So just shoot me an email. You can contact me through the fitcast.com or the Fitcast forum. Just
our ratings are going to go through the roof.
Yeah. I mean, what's the first thing you look at when you go to our website? It's on,
Jamie.
Wait, do I have that anymore? Oh, I don't even think it's on there. It's only in the picture section. Okay. That's something tonight. I'm going to put it back on the sidebar. I got to remember to do that tonight.
That's right. That's right.
Sorry about that, Jamie. I like you listening to the show, but, that was very cool of her. I got to thank her again for doing that, but, we'll jump into the second story that I am once again grabbing from the New York Times. It's called, "For a World of Woes, We Blame Cookie Monsters." And I thought this was a very interesting article on the increasing amount of stories about obesity and just something that we can blame obesity for. And basically, this is a story where last week the list of ills attributable to obesity grew. Fat people also cause global warming. Can you believe it? And it's not
and
just
it's not
because
from
they're
their
farting.
Methane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's great. Oh, what?
We didn't even plan that.
No, we didn't. And there was some TV show where there were something about farting. Maybe it was South Park. Where? Oh, that's such a good show.
Could be. I didn't see that one.
Or maybe it was just an article I read in the past about methane from cows' flatulence was causing global warming or something like that. But anyways, I'll just read you an excerpt from the article. The latest contribution to the obesity debate comes in an article by Sheldon Jacobson of the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana and his doctoral student Laura McClay. Their paper, published in the current issue of The Engineering Economist, keep in mind this has nothing to do with a health journal or anything like that, calculates how much extra gasoline is used to transport Americans now that they have grown fatter. The answer, they said, is a billion gallons a year. Because
how freaking
people are
sad
fatter.
Is that?
That's
God,
horrible.
That's awful.
Think about
a billion gallons of gasoline to haul around lard asses.
I know. And this is in the world right now where the cost of a barrel of gas is skyrocketing, even though it's been better lately. I mean, I'm pumped that gas has gone down to $2.25, but still, I mean, this
man, I'm gonna have to take some of the crap out of my car if the added weight's gonna be
yeah
burning that many gallons of gas.
It's scary because this is just one more thing that's not just obesity related, but also to a world. I mean, I'm not going to get into war talk, but we need oil, and that's just what's going on right now. And also, they also talked about in the article about the idea of using economic incentives to help people shed pounds, to also to the point of taxing junk food, which I also think we've talked about in the past. And I mean, they make the same analogy. We tax cigarettes in part because of their health cost. Similarly, the individual decision to lead a sedentary lifestyle would end up costing taxpayers, and from not only the oil, but also from healthcare costs and all that stuff. And it's just great that this is coming out of Chicago, one of the fattest cities in our country, which I love.
Yeah.
But it's sad.
I don't think the taxing junk food is the answer, though. I mean, that's just going to lead to the taxes being around forever. Aren't we still paying for the Spanish-American War?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that tax still around? So I don't think tax is the answer. But it's just sad. You know, I was reading the conclusion to that article. And you know, fat people really are stigmatized in our culture. Even small kids, part of the article said that they did a study where they showed pictures of other kids to children and asked them, who would you like to be your friend out of this group? And it showed them like normal kids and then mentally ill kids and fat kids, and they chose the fat kids last. So they're choosing retarded children before the fat kids. I mean, that's pretty stigmatized. Yeah. And then the conclusion was that being fat and obese is not like smoking. You can't just sort of quit cold turkey. And it's no small ordeal to quit smoking. But it's you know, you can't just suddenly snap your fingers and one day you're not obese. It just takes a long time. And people who are obese, who hear this sort of news and who are sort of stigmatized, tend to eat more. So it's just sort of a vicious cycle.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because we also saw a video of that same, or a study very similar to that, that actually showed kids getting shown three pictures, and they were told to bring the picture of the friend they'd least like to have, and it was the same idea. And it's really sad. It's starting early, and I'll say that I'm firsthand of that. I saw that when I was a kid in elementary school and also junior high school. Kids are getting it really bad, and I mean, any step that parents can take to just keep bad food out and keep good food in, it makes the world of a difference. So
get their kids off their ass, away from the video games.
Yeah, or get them the new Nintendo Wii, where at least they have to move their arm around.
So, yeah.
But that's actually, we have a couple more minutes. So speaking of that, I'm going to be doing some R&R this week, as I won a contest to go to, I haven't told anyone this, but won a contest to go to Six Flags in New England to play this new Xbox 360 game called Gears of War before it hits the streets.
No kidding.
So I'll be there on Tuesday night with a buddy of mine, too, which coincidentally is Halloween night, too.
What's the game?
Gears of War. It's supposed to be the new Halo.
Oh, yeah?
So,
nice.
That should be interesting, and I'll be playing video games, but standing up, because you have to
stand
all
up. These other secret identities that nobody really knows. Nobody can figure out Larrabee.
I don't know. I sleep with a foam roller. I got so much crap for that last week. I honestly did.
That had me laughing out loud.
I didn't think it was extremely funny, but I guess people were almost injuring themselves in the gym because they were laughing so hard. We should put a disclaimer on the show saying, do not listen while you're lifting heavy weights or operating heavy construction,
machinery.
Machinery, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. If you're bottomed out on a squat, and you bust out with something about a foam roller in your bed, it's pretty dangerous.
Or just out of nowhere, I could throw just a random fart noise into the podcast. Just post-production. That always seems to get me. Well, I mean, I guess that's almost the end of our show. Do you have anything to add, John? Anything you want to bring up before we leave?
No, you know, I think we should end it on a fart joke, you know, as always.
I guess that's just how we do it here on the FitCast. So, I mean, don't forget to check out thefitcast.com for all the show notes. Don't forget to keep a lookout for the FitCast newsletter so you can win a copy of the Metabolism Advantage. And I swear I'm going to have that review of Inside Out up this week. I promise I will have it up. I've just been swamped the last couple days. That's why we almost didn't do a show today. So I promise to have that up as well.
You're a busy man.
Oh, this is... I don't know. This is a tough semester. Kinesiology, I don't like it. But anyways, that will pretty much wrap it up, I guess, for this week's episode of the FitCast. FitCast episode number 26. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
And I'm John Williams.
And I got to go do some work, so
we'll see. Take care, everyone.
See you next week, guys. I wasn't even going to do news last week because I knew that show was going to be so long.
I know. I heard, yeah, they sort of winged it and threw it in at the last minute. But we got to listen to the music anyway.
Yeah, it's... Oh, damn, that was such a long show. I had to go to the bathroom like an hour into the show and just had to hold it. And I felt... And because you weren't there, I just had to stay on the line because he was like saying, oh, doesn't that make sense? So...
You're going to have to start... Like using a catheter during these long shows.
I know. I drink way too much water. I don't know what it is, but
just get a pee bottle.
Yeah, I'm gonna need something like. I was gonna make a funny joke. I was gonna say I need one with a nice big opening, but.
The Nalgene. They have a 1.5 liter Nalgene. Those are perfect.
Oh.
Not that I'd know or anything.